Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and help begins. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Now, last week, I had asked whether or not people wanted to have people come in and tell their stories, case studies, and so forth. And I got a resounding yes on that. Now, I don't intend to be doing this on a regular basis, exactly maybe once a week at the most, or once every other week, because I don't want it to turn into like a giant testimonial fest. But the truth of the matter is, I've gotten quite a few emails lately of people that have retired. Just spent 2 days seminar doing it, and had another guy that brought two of his friends, and he's about ready to retire. He's got six apartment complexes, which he's passive in, and he's ready to retire. Brought his friends, because his friends, you know, thought that was interesting, that same age as them, and they're not retired, but he is ready. So it's a good thing, but one of the gentlemen that I got an email from last week, I asked him if he'd come on today. His name is Mr. Kirby Haynes, and I do believe we have him holding now, ready to go on. Kirby, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Kirby. Welcome to the show, and thanks for giving us a call in.
Well, very good. Well, I'm glad to be on the radio and share my story.
All right. Well, why don't we start at the very, very beginning? Let's start in a chronological order of where were you at the point in your life, what were you doing, and what happened to make you think you wanted to look for something different? Let's not even get to the point yet where you figured it out, it was real estate. But what happened that made you think it was time to look for something else?
Well, it was real simple. My income went down from my job. It went down a lot. I had earned about $1 million in 2008, and my income went down to about $100,000 during the recession, and I realized that my current lifestyle was not sustainable, and I had two choices. I had to cut my income, or I had to raise my income, and I was not going to cut my expenses. I swore to myself I was not going to. I was having too much fun, having an incredible lifestyle, and I said there has to be something out there, you know, that I can look for, that invest in or make money with, that doesn't take a lot of time, and, you know, get back up to where I was.
Okay, great. So now that you had an epiphany that something needed to change, and that's obviously quite a drop in income.
Yeah.
So where did you start looking? How did you search for something different to do?
Well, you know, I had always liked the idea of real estate. And what I first started getting into is I started flipping houses on my own. And I was quite fortunate, which I had a lot of working capital. And I bought several houses. It was a blessing and a curse that I had an incredible contractor. He was very, very detail-oriented, could build anything. But he was very expensive. And we were flipping houses, and the rehabs were just going way, way over budget. Just horrendously embarrassing to say. So I lost quite a bit of money doing that. And I realized that, you know, I think you can make money in real estate. I just don't know how. And I was honest with myself, saying, I need to find someone who is successful in investing in real estate and, you know, imitate them. That's exactly what I thought, and that's how I came to Lifestyles.
How did you find Lifestyles?
Actually, it was through my mom. My mom's been a real estate agent for many years, and she said, you know, I think you're ready now to grow and learn. And she mentioned it to me. She had been listening to the radio for years and years, and I went over and joined. And it was a referral from my mom, who was a real estate agent.
So you joined up when you were 24 years old, I think the email said?
Yeah, I was 24 years old, and I'd made a lot of money, and just wanted to keep it, you know, keep my earned income up and my passive income, get my income growing, and maintain my lifestyle. And it's been 5 or 6 years ago now, and I'm 30 years old, and I'm engaged, and now my partner and I have this year we'll have just over $100,000 of passive income.
Wow, that's really nice. Let me see if I can drag you back 5 years ago.
Okay.
You came to the class. What was the epiphany that said, aha, that's the difference. That's what I missed the first time around on real estate. Do you remember that?
I do. It was the first time I walked into Lifestyles, and it was during the free introductory classes, you know, that you guys have throughout the week. And it was just education on how real estate works. And I knew quite a bit about, you know, leverage and borrowing other people's money and, you know, minimizing the amount of time you had to work on a business. But the epiphany was that you don't buy, fix up, and sell, but you buy and hold for cash flow and spend very little time doing it. And in the first few minutes, 5 minutes of being in the intro class of Lifestyle, I realized, wow, I found it. I found the what I've been looking for. I found the secret to wealth. And I knew I was at the right place. It was my destiny to find it.
That's great. So you took the two-day class, and I've been working today. In my first hour, I've worked on this all hour with people that called in. And I want to see if we can get back to it, because I just got out of the two-day class. Something in the two-day class, generally different for different people, clicks. And all of a sudden, it's like, whoa, not only now do I see this can be done, but now I see how I'm going to do it. Do you remember what the epiphany was where the light bulb went on and said, this is what I'm going to do specifically?
I don't know if it was anything specific. Just the realization other than the cash flow. You know, it wasn't the search for capital gains. It was just the cash flow is what I needed to pay my bills every month. You know, because of my reduced income. And it was so simple to me. I just did it.
Okay. Now, you've bought how many houses now?
We have just over 6 houses. And I'm invested in some multifamily deals as well.
What kind of numbers do you make on your houses?
My houses, anywhere from, I think my lowest is about a 28%. Annual cash flow, and I have 3 that are in the hundreds of percent of annual cash flow or infinite because I had no money in the deal.
Wow, that's good. So how did your journey go from single family to multifamily? Because I know now that you've had some success. You've made really close friends with many of the lead investors out there. How did that journey happen, and tell me about it. Share it with us.
Sure. Well, because I was still tied up in the flip houses, I did not have access to all of my my funds. And so as I sold one house, the next house, the third flip house, I used that money to start joining as a, you know, preferred member, going on the case studies and the road trips and learning about other people's, you know, business models and seeing where the bricks, you know, meet the ground and where leases are signed. And it was kind of a gradual progress for me. Every year I'd make a little progress and invest a little bit more in real estate and get away from the single family houses, which are great. They're a great starting point. But for me, I need to grow a lot more and very quickly. So I just make, like you said, made friends with other lead investors and built relationships, and I've grown from there.
Yeah, now you do have quite a few friends in the group. I know that. Oh, interesting thing though, when you first joined and when I first met you quite a few years back here, I met you personally because my daughter befriended you guys, became friends. However, at that time, I don't think you were engaged to nor with your spouse at this time, right?
No, I was not. I was not engaged at that point. I got engaged in the last year. So I've met you before that.
Mm-hmm. So how does your partner feel about this? Is this something that you guys really click together on?
We do. We really click together. He's a good old farm boy. He grew up in the West Texas panhandle, and him and his family own a lot of farmland, always have, and he understands real estate. He understands a cash flow from growing crops and ranching and whatnot.
We'll take a short break. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
The other thing, I think people hear landlord or property owner, and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate, and that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single-family houses and apartments, too. We'll show you how. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com. Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single-family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
So with me today is Mr. Kirby Haynes, a Lifestyles member who has hit retirement at a very, very young age of only 30 years of age by buying houses and apartments. And Kirby, share with us, if you could, is there anything that you would have done different on your rise if you had to do it over again?
I would have followed the Lifestyles model a little closer. You know, I didn't follow it quite 100%. I was probably about 95% following the model. So I was probably one of your best students. And that's, you know, that speaks to why I've been so successful. But, you know, I could have done a couple of things better here and there. But overall, I think I would have followed the model a little more and probably talked to my friends and family more about the power of real estate and, you know, during the recession and bought a few more houses, you know, been a little bit more aggressive in the bidding and things, because things were such a great value. They still are, you know, and, but I think I give myself a grade of 95.
Well, that's pretty good, I would have to say. I know you're always out there supporting, you're always coming to the meetings and sharing and, you know, celebrating the victories of the lead investors. So maybe you could help us out. Could you give someone just starting in this an idea how you would suggest to pick your lead investor? You know, that's the real key. I mean, if you're not doing the deals yourself, and I'm assuming all your deals, you're the passive, right? Or am I wrong?
Correct.
So how do you pick these guys? I mean, you've had good results. How did you pick good leads?
You know, the way I kind of view it is I love using your dating analogies is you're going on a date, you know, and you want to pick someone who's of quality. You want to build a relationship with them. You want to get to know them. You know, this isn't just something like you go to a store and you buy something off a shelf and you take it home. This is a partnership is something that is long-term and it requires communication of both people, you know, on a regular basis, you know, between the lead and an investor. And I think you keep in regular contact with them. I think you get to know them for a while before you invest, you know, with them, and you build a relationship with them.
Now, are you in with more than one lead investor?
I am. I have some. I'm in a number of the multifamily deals, and I am with more than one lead. Yes.
So, what is your take on diversification? Do you have a take on that when you get into this? So somebody new, you know, would you diversify or would you put all your money with one person? Now that you've got hindsight now, right? You share with these new people what you would suggest them to do if you were consulting them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, diversification and diversification rhyme. And I think if you pick the right lead, or two or three, I think you can diversify some between leads. I think if you find one that's just outstanding and has produced results over and over, I don't see any issue of why you should not continue working with them. You know, but I'm also always open to other possibilities. You know, especially my partner, he owns, you know, organic wheat farms and, other, farms and things of that nature. That's something he's talking to me about, and we're working together on that those projects as well.
Yeah, you were saying something about you got into an experimental investment, a Class A in Orlando.
Yeah,
I've never heard about it. You've not told me about that. You want to share with us what that's all about?
Sure. Yeah, experimental meaning developmental. They're building it. This is a new construction. It is in the Disney World area. The land is controlled by the Disney Development Land Corporation, which has owned the land around Disney for decades and decades. And the deal is being developed by Heinz. real estate firm, and it was a fairly small deal. I think it was only about $50 million Class A deal, but it's about 300 units, and they started construction last summer, and they expect to sell the building, have it fully leased, I believe, in about 2 years from now, late 2016, early 2017.
So tell me how an investment like that is structured. How do you get in, and how do you get your share of the profit, and how do you get your money back? Share us how that thing is structured.
Well, we own shares of an LLC, and we own a percentage of it. And this was through a relationship we have with Hines. This is not something that's, you know, kind of a off-the-shelf investment. This is more of a relationship-driven thing. The share of profits is upon sale of the building. There might be some cash flow as they're doing a lease-up, you know, towards the end of the project. But really the big idea in this is capital gains. You know, they're developing at around a 7.5% or 8% cap rate. And I believe they're going to be selling it below a 5% cap rate. You know, Hines is one of the world's largest real estate firms. And I have, it's my opinion that I think they already know who might buy it, or maybe they already have a buyer lined up for it once it is stabilized and fully leased. And so upon sale, we've received the possible, you know, profits and distribution.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's I want to hear more about that as it goes along, because we've been looking at that in Lifestyles in the last 6 to 12 months. A lot of guys are thinking about building some stuff. You know, that's the next step for everybody, is to get out there and be a developer. Do you actually know Gerald Hines yourself? Or?
No, I don't. He's a recluse. He's, you know, 90 years old now. And you can see him from time to time in the Williams Tower, you know, checking on things. But his son really is running the business now and running the North American operations. But no, I don't know them personally.
I just wondered. It's interesting because it's such a big firm, been around for so long. Nice stuff. So what's the future for Kirby Haynes? What you going to do? I mean, you got the rest of your life. You're only 30 years old. What's your goal for wealth? What's your goal for cash flow? What's your goal for yourself as a human being and a family?
Yes. Well, I have two terms I use, financial independence and then financial freedom, to kind of put a spin on what you teach us. Financial independence for me, I think I need about $20,000 a month in cash flow. And then, you know, the financial freedom is where you have all your dreams, right? Whatever they may be, a private island or a jet or lease a jet, or, you know, contribute money to a foundation. I do have some plans for...
Let's do this.
Go ahead.
Let's do this. They're pushing us up against a hard break here. So I want to hear those. Those are some interesting things to talk about. So
sure.
When we come back, and also I'd like to open the phones up, see if anybody would like to ask you any questions. Kirby's an interesting individual. If you'd like to ask him a question...
Phone lines will be open. Then we'll come back with more of the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Today's guest is Mr. Kirby Haynes, one of the members of Lifestyles who has replaced his income with passive streams of income. However, I do believe, Kirby, you still are enjoying your day job at some extent. Is that still the case?
Yes, I am still enjoying my day job. I do enjoy it, but it is not, it's not my passion. You know, I really love helping others, educating others about, you know, finance. And I do help one day to either, you know, join Lifestyles in some aspect or, you know, help others with real estate or things of that nature.
Yeah, we'd love to have you a mentor someday when you're ready for it. You know, I guess the natural question is, have you ever thought about being one of the lead investors yourself?
It's crossed my mind. I think it's something that maybe in the future, I definitely have to, leave my day job and pursue that in the future. But it's something I'm open to. I don't know if that's where my true value is. I love helping people kind of as a mentor, helping them understand how the emotions of things mess up their finances or, how they think about money. I think that's where I'm the most of value to people.
Mm-hmm. So what do you see yourself doing to be able to fulfill that give back to society, per se?
Well, I've been open to the idea of, being a mentor in the future. I'll definitely give you a call when I'm ready. And I appreciate the open invite. But I think that's something where my passion is. I just love helping people and helping them accomplish their financial, independence and getting away from jobs they like and having safety or getting away from jobs they do not like and giving them that freedom. That's what it's all about. It's not the money or the lavish toys. It's about the peace of mind and the joy and happiness and security.
I'm going to throw you a curveball here. You hit this one wherever you want to hit it or bunt, whatever you want. But, you're 30 years old. I retired at 32 years of age. You're 30 years old. You're friends with my daughter. She's young. You guys started and got information at such an early age that you're so far ahead of everybody else. But my question to you is this. What are you going to do with the rest of your life? And I ask that because I'm throwing in another zinger, and that is you're looking to get married. You've probably had to have had some type of a long-term conversation, about what are we going to do with our lives now that there's a we and not just a me, right?
So yes.
Have you thought of what you're going to do for the next probably 50 years of your life, to say the least?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of this previous question you asked. I love helping people with their finances, and that's something I will always do for the next 50 years, 100 years, and help improve people's financial future. That's what I love doing. We're also, my partner and I, having conversations about, having a baby or a child in the future. I think that's something that's very important to us, and I've always told myself that if I did have a child, that we would do it from a position of financial strength and not have to worry about how we're going to pay bills or, pay for diapers or something like that. So we can ensure that the child or children have a wonderful future in front of them and don't have hardships and problems in their life.
Yeah, I agree with that. I was lucky. I got married to my high school sweetheart, but it broke it off right within a year because I was too young. And
yes.
It wasn't the right person or whatever, but I didn't get married until I was way later, and I was already financially free before I got married. And so my daughter has never wanted for anything. You know that. And speaking of my daughter, my daughter got out of the blocks, Kirby, man. She was just blowing and going. I mean, she had straight A's in high school, straight A's in grade school. She saved money. She had a lot of money saved up by the time she got out of high school. And then all of a sudden, just took her astray. She just decided that, I got to go find myself. And you know her closely. Is there anything, because I'm going to send her this radio show because she knows you and loves you. Is there anything you'd like to say to her that might help her become less astray and get back onto it? Because, she's got all the talent, all the tools. She has everything she could possibly need to be as successful as she wants to be. But she's just decided that, at this point in her life, that's not important, not necessary. What would you say to her?
That's a good question. I think there is something she's missing. She does have all the tools and the time and energy and the knowledge to be successful in life, but I believe maybe she chooses not to be for some reason. I believe that might be a very deep personal, emotional reason. I don't know if we should share that on the radio, but it's something that I think it's interesting to me because you are such a wisdom of knowledge and very successful, and you've taught so many other people, but yet your own daughter has trouble with, the finances, and it's always intrigued me. And I think with time, she'll find herself. I think she just needs some space, and I think she'll be successful in the future. I'm certain of that.
I'm kind of dialing in that response myself also. I figured, you know, you got to give people space when they need it to be able to find themselves in some cases. But I see that a lot of kids out there nowadays, they just don't have that. They just don't have that direction. I mean, you got it at such a young age. I mean, if you told me you made $1 million at 24 years of age, that's an unbelievable amount of money.
Yes.
For somebody that age. I mean, so it's like we used to have children classes. Do you think you would be qualified to teach the youth classes? Because we stopped giving them once my daughter left.
Yeah, I would love to. It's something I think it's very easy for me to break down into small pieces and have anybody of any age understand. And yeah, I would love that.
I think that's what we need to work towards then. You know John Boryak, do you not?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. John's a little younger than you even. And
yes.
At one point, John was going to teach those classes, but gosh, he's become so successful. He's so busy now. I mean, he's just rocking and rolling. By the way, I don't know if you know this or not, but John got, he not only won 2 awards this year in the Houston Department Association, he got recommended to go up, nominated to compete in the Texas Apartment Association Investor of the Year Award. So he's doing very, very well. But this is the youth of our group right now. Do you understand? I mean, like Lynn, my executive vice president, she's got 2 of her kids in real estate now, and they're just blowing and going. And the point I'm making to you, Kirby, is that this is something you could really sink your teeth into, because if you can get the youth off the ground in the right direction, man, what a difference that's going to make in their lives. To be where you're at 30 years old, that's a massive, massive head start for the average person.
It is. And, you know, there is a second generation or a third generation of lifestyles people coming, and they're young. They're in school now. They're getting out of school. They're starting to get, you know, a really good paycheck from an employer, and they need to decide what to do with the money. Do they, you know, do they just stick it in the 401k, or do they kind of do something on their own? And that's something that we need to help figure out. Lifestyles help solve that problem.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to make an open invitation here, right here on the radio, that if you want to think about that, taking on that option, because I'd like to get that youth program back again. If you need help with it, we've got other guys like John Boryak out there, you know, so you don't have to carry all the load. But if you're interested in that, I'd like to offer that up again at least once a year, you know, for the youth program. And think about it. Let me know if you want to do that. And I really appreciate you calling in today. We've got just a minute and a half left before we have to go to the last break here. Is there anything else you'd like to share with people?
Yeah, I would say keep an open mind. Never believe something so strongly that it blinds you to other possibilities, whether that be, you know, looking into lifestyles or, a conspiracy theory or something you see in the news or anything in life. Be open to new ideas, and tomorrow is always another day, and the future is bright. We live each day, but we have decades to live by, and each day counts.
Well, I appreciate the advice, and I also appreciate you calling in, and I want to tell you thank you. And also, I want everybody out there to understand that Kirby is a very special person, and we're very happy to have him in our group.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
Everybody can do what I've done. As many people, lifestyles have proven they could do it, and sometimes even do it better than what I did it. That's not the real problem. The real problem is most of you won't do it. Now, there's many different reasons why you won't. Some of you are just too lazy. Those are easy ones to just throw aside. Some of you don't care. You have no real desire to become financially successful. That means nothing to you. What I'm talking about is those of you out there that want to be financially successful. You want to be rich, and if not rich, at least well enough off you can live the quality of lifestyle you want without getting up and going to work every day, 6-7 days a week, 12 hours a day kind of thing. You just want to be successful financially. You want to figure it out, and yet it's so difficult. There are many of you over 30 years of my teaching, having programs that teach, having other people teach. Over the last 30 years, we've put together a conglomerate of information, totally inclusive of everything you'd need to know to be financially successful.
Take a short break. We'll be right back with Del Wamsley Radio Show.
You're listening. listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Wamsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
I've got an email here I want to share with you because it's kind of opposite. We've been, you know, spent this first three segments in positivity talking to Mr. Haynes, but now I'd like to talk to you about someone I'm going to tell them not to do something they intend. The email starts like this. Hi, Dell. This is Jeff. About 5 years ago before I met you guys, my wife and I bought a rent house. We still have it. It makes about $500 a month. However, we spent way too much for it, and we went into some credit card debt because of that. Now, 3 years ago, we did take your two-day class, and it was great, but we didn't have any money to buy any more houses at that point. My wife and I still have excellent credit, but we still have $45,000 in debt. I think the path I need to take now is to pay off the $45,000 over the next 2 years, then buy another rent house in about 3 years. So within 10 years, we can retire. And I wrote him back an email and said, nah, I think that's the wrong plan. And let me explain to you why I think that is. The guy's got about $32,000. And if he takes 2 years to pay off this debt, he will have accumulated no more net worth at all. He'll have no more passive income coming in. He will have accomplished nothing in his life. And then at that time, he still won't have any money because he's going to spend his money to pay off debt. So he really won't be able to buy houses at that point. It's not going to be possible. So what I suggest that he do is that he take the $32,000 and go buy two more rent houses that make $500 a month each. And now he's got $1,500 a month cash flow. Now, if you take and do some easy math, take $45,000 worth of debt, but you've got $1,500 a month in positive cash flow, those rent houses will pay that debt off for him over the next 30 months is what it takes. But the difference is by the time it's paid off, he will have used his own money to save up enough money to buy two more rent houses. He'll already have three rent houses. He can go ahead and buy two more. He doesn't have to use his savings, he doesn't have to save to use money to pay off the 45 because the 45 will be gone. And he'll be way better off when you get there. Now, I personally don't know where the heck this country has gotten so wrapped up about paying off debt. I know that after the recession, it just took a giant plunge. In other words, people all became very fearful of the fact that they had way too much debt, their house notes. They started trying to pay their houses off, started trying to pay the credit cards off. Look, I don't have any personal debt. I don't mind that. But I also realize that just not having personal debt doesn't mean you're successful. So I'm going to draw you a picture in your mind. I want you to picture a deep crevasse, a deep hole in the ground. And in this picture, there's a guy sitting way down in the bottom of the hole trying to climb up. And there's a guy at the top of the hole that looks just like a guy on the radio right now called Dave Ramsey. And this guy is yelling to him, come on up, come on up, climb out of that hole, get out of there. He's saying, please get back up here to zero. Get back up here to broke. It's very important for you to work your way all the way back up to broke. But see, that doesn't make any sense to want to work your way back up to broke, because when you get to broke, are you anywhere? No, you're still broke. So in that picture, I want you to envision right behind that man that looks like Dave Ramsey, a mountain. And on top of that mountain, as you look up the side of it, is another man that looks just like me. And that man that looks like me is screaming down, hey, Dave, when you get him back to broke, send him to me so I can make him rich. Because you see, being broke isn't the goal. It might be a step. It might be the right direction. But it isn't the result that you want. What you want is to have passive streams of income in a large enough quantity that you could retire, that you can buy your life back from corporate America. And that's not going to happen simply by paying off debt. Paying off debt is not even a part of that. Now, again, I'm not telling you to go into debt. I'm not saying that's the right thing to do. I'm just saying that this giant goal of getting out of debt is a foggy inclination of reality. Because people are in debt their whole lives. They've got house notes and they got car notes. But the bottom line is they get rich. Rich people. I have credit cards. I don't tear my credit cards up. That's like an imbecilic little high school. Or no, let's take away your training wheels. Think about it this way. Your kid is 16 years old. They get a driver's license. They crash the car. You take the driver's license away and you say, you will never use a driver's license ever again because it's dangerous. You could have a car crash or you're going to ride a bike the rest of your life. That's as crazy as saying, hey, you're never going to have credit again. That's as crazy as saying that I'm going to take a envelope and put in each envelope how much I get to spend each day for each thing, and I'm going to take a safety pin and safety pin it to my husband's chest so he can go to work each day to eat beans and rice and live out of an envelope? Come on, folks. This isn't the answer to the problem. The problem isn't getting out of debt. The problem is building massive and passive streams of income so that this debt would be liquidated instantly if he had enough income coming in. His problem is not that he had accumulated debt. However, he didn't come in and do the real estate deals the right way, and he did overpay. I get that. But that's not going to solve the problem of needing more income. So, my friends, let's focus on the important thing, creating passive streams of income, and slowly but surely pay your way out of debt. There's no need to live for nothing in life but to get out of debt. That's especially a crazy idea. But remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.